It's time for Franksky's Inspirational Vitamin.
God's people, this is your man, Kirk Franklin, and for everybody who's a little discouraged and brokenhearted, here's something that'll lift you up.
Franksky's Inspirational Vitamin.
Let the devil know that you're encouraged.
On 96.3 WHUR.
Hallelujah.
It's Franksky, and it is time for your Inspirational Vitamin. You know, last week we talked about praise and how praise has a great effect on the believer. Do you know praise is one of the most powerful tools we have to establish God in our life? Praise is the one thing that sets God in motion in our life for the things we need God to do. You know, the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of His people. When we enter God's presence with praise, it opens the door for God to come into our life and take care of those situations that we've been asking for help on. When you have a situation that you need God to be in control of, when you have a situation where you need God to intercede in a relationship, when you have a situation where you need God to take control over something that you just can't handle yourself, guess what? All you got to do is start by praising God. Because like the Bible says, God inhabits the praises of His people. Here's a classic from my good friend, William Murphy. It's called Praise Is What I Do. I'm Frank Ski, and that's your Inspirational Vitamin. Now go out and make this a great day.
Praise is who I am.
Let's declare it, church.
I will praise you while I can. I'll
what you owe him. Give him what you owe him. Give him what you owe him, church. Yeah. Come on. Praise is what I do. Even when I'm going through.
Even when I'm going.
See, I finally learned, church.
I've learned to work.
Yeah, yeah. And I declare,
no, my circumstance
doesn't even stand a chance. Cause my praise. Send the praise to Africa. Somebody send the praise to China.
Praise is what I do.
Open up your mouth, church.
praise to Bankhead. Somebody send a praise to Buckhead.